we have to focus on us. At the same time, offensively, we didn't play the way we want to play. So we still have some things to build on. So we can't relax in every guard. You know, our defense is keeping us in all our ball games. And at the same time, we want to show them this week that we're going to answer the bell for them and hopefully come out, start fast and finish faster and kind of take a little bit of pressure off our defense.
I know Randy Moss is not on the side of the ball that you worry about. As a fellow receiver, do you think it's a matter of him losing a step, or is it a function of circumstance with what's going on with him on that team?
I personally, that dude is one of the most talented guys in this league at that position, and the thing is I'm sure he doesn't control who calls the plays. He doesn't call the plays, because I'm sure if he did, he'd call himself getting the ball more. All of us would. I know I would, but at the same time, you know, that's all of us in some ways are selfish. We all want the ball. We feel we can make plays, and he's no different than anybody else. And like I say, he's a talented guy. And at the same time, when he's used to the numbers that he's used to, it's hard for him to kind of take a step back. And you know, same for me. I feel the same way. But at the same time, we all really just want to go out there and try to win games. And when you're losing, everything gets magnified. And like I say, we have to contend for that guy, because he, like I say, he's one of the best athletes on that football field come Sunday night.
Does Raider week feel different, or does it feel the same?
No, I ain't getting caught up in all that, man. It's another football game we need to win, and we got to go out there. I mean, it's a rivalry. It's been here a long time. It's going to be here a long time after I'm gone, and, you know, the fans and the media make more out of it. You know, the guys, we're out there trying to just get a win, you know, and the thing is, because you play them twice, it can be a big deal for us later on if we go out and take care of business this week.
Brad, you feel like the offense is taking some steps forward?
You know what? Late in the game the other day we did. First three quarters, we was just kind of treading water and against a real good football team. And the key is to go out and to play the way we played in the fourth quarter and the first quarter. And you got to do that for 60 minutes in this business, or you get knocked off. And we really want to go out there and establish that, not only for ourselves, but for our team. You know, because, like I say, our defense is playing the best it's played since I've been here. And offensively, we've probably taken a step back, but we found a way to get them the points when they needed them. But at the same time, we need to come out and expect to dominate the football game.
Right, I was just talking about. What's your assessment of what's going on with the offense? Because obviously, against New England, you guys looked great the whole game. In a couple of games, you've looked really good at the end, in the fourth quarter and in overtime. But in the first three quarters, what's your assessment of what's wrong?
You know, the thing is, it's nothing really wrong. It's just a matter of execution. We're playing against some good defensive teams, and this team is no different. They have a good defensive football team. The thing is, they spend a lot of time on the field because their offense is not been as productive as they need them to be. So, you know, we're going to have our work cut out for us each and every week, and you're not going to go out there and run up and down the field in this business. You know that just as well as I know. But at the same time, you got to just keep working. Even if you have one of those great games, you got to find a way to try to be better. And that's what we're doing. And we're going to have that game where everything clicks. And then we're also going to have those games where you struggle, but are you winning those games? And I think those things are crucial for us, because if we're winning those tight ones, you know, we have that experience as we get down the stretch when every game is crucial, when every game is like a playoff game, you know, we'll have that experience to go out there and step up and play well.
Rod, what does it say about this team that you guys are able to go through some struggles, and yet bottom line is you keep winning the games?
It's team, man. It's all it's about is team. Our defense prides themselves on saying, look, you guys don't have to score a ton. We're gonna keep them out of the end zone. They've done that. I mean, they've done everything they've said. But at the same time, we want to be the ones that put up those points to let them relax a little bit, where they don't feel all the pressure on them. And at the same time, as a unit, we're doing okay overall as a team in all three phases, but we got to find a way to be better. We got to eliminate the mistakes and execute. And it's certain situations every game, about four or five plays on offense, that if we execute those plays, we win the game by 14, 17 points, and we're missing those plays, but we just got to find a way to get it this week.